Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the mind trench
with your guide, Rob
Bollock. Rob's been talking into the microphone the entire time. I wish you'd lift it on, Rachel.
That was so earth-shattering as well. I can't...
Rob doesn't like to wear headphones because he doesn't like to hear his own voice, which is totally fair enough. But then that sometimes means I'll hit a sting and Rob won't realise that the song started or something. That's totally fine. It's just radio.
Did you want to repeat yourself or was it?
No, because there's DJs listening.
Oh.
And I work with a couple of them on Saturday and I can't say that they can't dance. Oh, just did.
Oh, there it goes.
Placebo effects. I really enjoyed this. Researching this one. I had half a clue what it was.
I think everybody
I know about placebo.
Have you experienced it?
No.
How do you know? You wouldn't know, right?
What is it?
Well,
what are we talking about?
Here we go. Your mind can be a very powerful healing tool when given a chance. The idea that your brain can convince your body a fake treatment is real, which is the placebo effect, and thus stimulate healing. Now, science has found that under right circumstances, a placebo can be just as effective as traditional treatments.
Wow. So your brain can do half the work of the drugs.
The placebo effect is more than positive thinking. Turn over the page. Believing a treatment or procedure will work, it's about creating a stronger connection between the brain and your body and how they work together.
So that's what actually makes it work.
Professor Ted Kapchuk of Harvard University affiliated Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center,
blimey, big breath,
whose research focuses on the placebo effect, told me placebos work on symptoms. He actually didn't tell me that.
I was going to say, did he phone you up and just have a chat?
Well, I always do that because it makes it sound like I've really researched
it. You shouldn't
it
have said that then. You should have just said he told me.
You just pressed the sting there and I actually, no one was hearing me. Told me that placebos work on symptoms modulated by the brain, like the perception of pain. This is really quite interesting to me because there's a lot of things here that I actually suffer from. So placebos may make you feel better, but they will not cure you.
Okay.
They've been shown to be more effective with connotations like pain management, stress-related insomnia, fatigue and nausea.
Okay, so kind of things that are more like managing rather than curing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. For years, a placebo effect was considered a sign of failure. A placebo is used in clinical trials to test the effectiveness of treatments, and it's most often used in drug studies.
See, that's where I think that was where my half an idea about the placebo effect came from, was that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not really, is it a failure?
Well, it's interesting because there's.
Well, I just.
Yeah, you get to it. You
for instance, people in one group get tested for a drug while the others receive a fake drug or a placebo that they think is a real thing. This way the researchers can measure if the drug works by comparing how both groups react. If they both have the same reaction, improvement or not, the drug is deemed not to have worked.
So that was kind of like saying that if the placebo is more effective than the drug, then the drug's not working. But is that not what they're thinking now?
More recently, experts have concluded that reacting to a placebo is not proof a certain treatment doesn't work, but rather than another non-pharmacological mechanism may be present.
That's a big one to stumble over. So that's saying that your brain can sort of help with it, rather than just, it's not that your drugs aren't working, it's that there's two different things going on.
Yeah, placebos work is still not quite understood, but it involves a complex neurobiological reaction that includes everything from increases in feel-good neurotransmitters like endorphins and dopamine to greater activity in certain brain regions.
So basically, those chemicals can overpower the feeling of pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone has texted in to say they do fake knee surgery on patients where they cut the knee, but they do nothing else, and the patients actually think they're cured. Is that true?
Can we verify that?
We need a fact checker on that one. But interesting thought. That's like placebo to the extreme.
Yeah. But what he's also saying is when you look at these studies that compare drugs with placebos, there's an entire environment and ritual factor at work. Like you have to go to a clinic,
right?
And then you get treated by some guys with a white coat on. They give you all sorts of pills and everything. and you feel like someone's actually listening to you.
Yeah.
Your body actually reacts to that.
So this is kind of like getting back to, I guess, a school of like medical thought where it's all about, you have to think about your mind as well as your physical health, all being
also
part of the same.
There's some stuff that I've watched on YouTube, can't verify how legit it is.
Oh, if it's on YouTube, it's kosher.
Okay, cool. About being able to manage pain and how high your pain tolerance is and how much is related to your psychology.
Yeah, I had to go to see a psychiatrist who actually taught me how to self-hypnotise myself when pain gets really bad.
That's gnarly.
Which is really quite good.
Does it work? Because,
oh, yeah, I'll go to my happy place, which isn't very happy at the moment because it's Tottenham. So.
Well, it's like when people discuss the difference between physical pain and emotional pain.
Yeah.
Whether it's setting off the same triggers in your brain.
Yeah. So
can you mask those triggers with endorphins?
Yeah. It's the brain is brilliant.
The brain is freaky.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
So it does work. They say it comes, I don't know. It does work for some people, maybe not for
everyone.
What
I want to know is the placebo effect still applicable when you get things like someone in your flat is a bit sick and you start to think that maybe you're also a bit sick too?
That's hypochondria.
Sort of like, yeah, I think that's a different thing.
Just cut you off straight there. No, it could be. I don't know. Good question. Did you find out about that knee thing?
I
like that the fact checking that we got sent in by the texter was Google fake knee surgery.
I've seen things where people have actually had major operations and they've just hypnotised them. They've used no
blimey
stuff.
The brains are so crazy when you think about them. It's things like how you can have phantom pain as well if you know have lost a limb or something like that, and you can feel that limb. It's crazy how your brain does all
of
these things.
When I get my hair cut, I still think I've got curly bits and they're not there anymore.
Can you feel your hair? That's not a thing, is it?
No,
you just.
Yeah. I can feel it growing sometimes.
I don't know if that's
sometimes.
Placebo effect.
No, I just made that up. Just to see. I want to be part of the conversation.
Oh.
But no, it was a really good one. Thank you for that.
I'm just imagining you with a rat's tail now. That could be a look you
never.
Could go
this
for.
This is the longest it gets.
Yeah, which is not very long, listeners. No. It's quite short, actually. If you would like to send in something for Rob to do a bit of research into, then you can text us on 5395 or even give us a call, 309-3879. We've had some good ones in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I just want to say, back to the placebo thing, if it's something that can make you feel better about something that's going on, but it's only psychological and it's not actually curing the thing that's wrong with you in the first place, is that kind of bad?
Well, I think it can be in some ways. It all depends what's wrong with you. If you think, I'm okay now.
It's like taking a Panadol when you've got a headache, but really there's like something else going on.
Maybe there's nothing in Panadols.
Maybe it's all a placebo.
Someone said to me once, don't know if this is true or not either.
Was it on YouTube?
No, it wasn't on YouTube.
You had a proper conversation with someone, not face to face.
Wow. You're just roasting me, Rob. Anyway,
she fixed your backpack
someone
for you,
said
Rob.
That some people, like, there's only a small percentage of people who actually react to paracetamol, the drug. Okay.
We need a fact checker on that as well.
Someone
We need a BFM
fact
checker.
Listeners, can you tell me if that's true or not?
I think I need an assistant.
Then other people, it is placebo effect.
Yeah.
But then that's why some people will not take it and only take ibuprofen. I don't know.
Fact check, 5395. If you'd like to nominate yourself as the BFM fact checker, give us a call, 309-3879. We'd love to hear from you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Keep your suggestions for Rob coming in.